The Revenue Solutions Town Hall meeting is on Wednesday, September 23rd in City Hall's Coyles Council Chambers. Much like the City of Homer's July Town Hall, titled Closing the Gap, the upcoming meeting is designed to give Homer residents a say in how the city will fill its budget deficit.
This one is going to be similar in the sense that it's focused on fixing the problem, but it's going to be more focused on looking specifically at revenue options and pluses and minuses of each option, or possibly without revenue options, what that would also look like.
Assistant City Manager Patrick Lawrence says city officials want to hear residents' thoughts and potential ideas that the city hasn't considered. This upcoming meeting will also be about sharing polling results from the last town hall and an online survey designed by city employees.
We're going to be talking about what those participants said in that town hall meeting, what the participants said in the survey. We're going to say, based on information that we have gathered from the public, this is the information that we've gathered. And based on that, we need to make some decisions.
In both the online survey and live polling from the last town hall meeting, residents were asked to rank city services at a critical, medium, or low level of importance. The vast majority of residents who participated considered almost all services provided by the City of Homer to be critical needs. Planning and zoning was the only city department ranked at a medium level of importance. Lawrence says the discussion on how to meet the city's budgetary needs will continue even after Wednesday's meeting.
We're definitely going to have another town hall meeting after this one with even more detail once we're further on down the road. Once we have budgets from different departments, once we have budgets from City Council.
During the Closing the Gap meeting, City Manager Katie Kester projected this year's budget shortfall could be as great as $1.3 million. Lawrence says there is no way of knowing for certain what the actual number is until around mid-October.
Because currently what we're working on is tax revenue projections, and I don't think we actually get those specifics until later in October.
City Council member Beau Burgess has warned multiple times the city's inability to fund depreciation reserves in recent years could mean the deficit is going to pencil out to as much as double the city's $1.3 million estimate. The city hasn't funded its reserves in the past 6 years. Lawrence says Burgess has a valid point, but it's unclear how much the failure to fund reserves will contribute to the shortfall. The Revenue Solutions Town Hall meeting is at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.